Hi, this is Joe Rossini from eHappyLife.com with another edition of Learning Life's Lessons. The title of this week's edition is 100 Weeks and Counting. If you have visited eHappyLife.com and read my lessons, polls, insights, or words of the day posted during the last 4.5 years, you probably realize by now that I'm a scorekeeper at heart. Thus, since this is the 100th consecutive Sunday that I have posted an edition of Learning Life's Lessons, I thought I would discuss the significance that watching numbers and keeping score has had in my life. Since a child, I have always set out on journeys to achieve something of significance, spread out over time. It wasn't long after I started elementary school and grew the confidence to walk to school by myself that I also found my way to a soft pretzel bakery and began selling soft pretzels in my neighborhood out of a picnic basket. Although this may seem startling today, I wasn't the only kid my age with the nerve or confidence to do the same. During the summer months following second grade, I had established a route of neighborhood customers who depended on me to bring them hot soft pretzels right from the bakery each morning. When I started doing this, I would purchase 40 of the small-sized pretzels and ended up eating or giving away 20 of them. However, it wasn't long before my customers realized how consistent I was and waited for me to come by each day. I would keep score of my inventory and figured out exactly how many pretzels I could buy and sell while the pretzels were still warm, fresh, and tasty in my basket. By the end of that first summer, I was making several trips back and forth to the bakery, purchasing all I could possibly fit in my now oversized picnic basket. I learned early on in life that keeping track of my progress and watching my little soft pretzel business grow was both fun and profitable. Before graduating from college, I was able to accumulate work experience in 17 different after-school part-time jobs and full-time summer jobs. Regardless of the job, I always tried to apply the same theory of keeping score in some way to challenge myself and maximize my efficiency. For instance, I worked as a cashier at a busy supermarket, and my goal was to balance my register at the end of each day at zero, not a penny over or a penny short. This was quite a challenge since I only worked Saturdays, which was the busiest day of the week. There were no product scanners back then, and lots of coupons. At the end of the day, I would take in around $3,000 and have 50 to 100 coupons to account for. However, I was in competition with myself to always take in more each Saturday and balance my register at zero. I kept score on a 3x5 card each Saturday I worked, and because I made a concerted effort for perfection, I hit my goal most of the time. My manager was amazed at my consistency and would never ever take me off the register to stock shelves, a job I couldn't stand. When I graduated from college and became a sales and marketing representative, I applied the same theory and methods of keeping score to maximize my efficiency. By providing quality service and high value to each client, I was able to eliminate low-volume customers and service only the best customers in the marketplace that appreciated the valuable services I offered. I always trusted that my sales volume and profits per customer would dictate exactly where I would invest my time. By doing so, I took the emotional factor out of the equation and enjoyed extraordinary financial returns for my efforts. Once I left the employee ranks and entered into business, it's probably no surprise that I applied the same theory as an entrepreneur for the next 20 years. So here I am 50 years since selling soft pretzels and still keeping track of the things like posting a word of the day at eHappyLife.com for 230 straight weeks, conducting polls for 115 consecutive Sundays, and now posting my 100th consecutive edition of Learning Life's Lessons. As you might realize, consistency, persistence, and discipline have played a major role in my life. I share this because I believe these three qualities will allow anyone to slowly achieve goals that may have seemed impossible to them. By constantly raising the bar just a little bit higher with each project you engage in, you are able to best your last performance and grow your confidence to attempt bigger and better things. As you know, I am not compensated in any way for maintaining eHappyLife.com and producing its content. I am not an affiliate of anyone, have no advertisers, and only derive compensation in the form of satisfaction I receive from helping others unconditionally. It's a way for me to practice my own consistency, persistence, and disciplines that I teach to my consulting clients. Each day, I set out to learn something new, grow, and share with others. To me, that mental exercise is priceless. I have thousands of visitors that are at every stage in life, from high school to octogenarian. I will attempt to produce content that can help individuals to get exactly where they want to go. On this 100th edition of Learning Life's Lessons, I would like to thank everyone who visits ehappylife.com. I hope you enjoy the content and refer the website to someone you love or care about. Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoy all the content at ehappylife.com.